This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
Alongside Dave Check, courtside here at the Birdcage at this Chi-High in Medford on a Saturday afternoon ahead of the annual Chippewa Falls Christmas Parade. The JV just winning convincingly, Dave, 66-37 after leading the Raiders 26-22 at the half. They put up a 40 in the second half to 15, so good way to start the afternoon.
Yeah, good to see our JV come out there and win. These two teams are always pretty competitive with each other. Usually at the start of the year, play each other, get a good chance to see where they sit in their respective conferences. So to see our JV come out there like that when we've had years past where the JV has struggled with a number of games, that's good to see, good sign.
Chi-High coming off a 74-40 loss at Stevens Point Thursday night. You'll hear head coach Jason Prue later in our pregame talk about it. And again, it's a top 10 team in the state. Very, very excellent squad, and he'll discuss. And then last night, Medford losing to Lakeland by a final score of 57-53. That was a home game for the Raiders, so both teams coming in 0-1.
Yeah, and so you start with trying to look on these non-conference games to see where these kids sit. Obviously, they play at Stevens Point, a top 10 team. They're not in that league right now. Certainly, you know, for them to be in that league, they had to have a lot of players come back. We got a lot of young kids coming in. We got some players coming back making some serious contribution. And Medford's is kind of in the same route. So we play them tonight, get a little better chance to see where they sit on maybe the middle of the pack in that conference. Look for a win tonight, and then we get a little better idea where they sit.
For Chippewa Falls, they've got 6 seniors, 5 juniors, and a couple of sophomores. We'll get to meet them along the way. It's Chi-High and Medford this afternoon. And stick around. We're back in 2 minutes with the first of our two coaches' conversations. Ryan Brown from the Medford squad coming next on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for 3. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another 3. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that. Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Cardinal pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Ryan Brown, head coach of Medford Raiders, with us. And, Coach, welcome to Chippewa here on this Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Remember, it was this very snowy day in the evening when we had the contest, a very close and exciting game at your place a year ago.
Yeah, it was a really good game, first game of the year. So kind of same as last year where we're just trying to sort things out, figure out who we are. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to play Chippewa today.
All right, your club coming off a let's start with an overview. What's your kind of overview, your take on the club you're bringing in here today?
Well, I think we're a lot like Chippewa. We have a lot of new faces. You know, we had a group that finished last year where we lost in the sectionals that had been with us for 3 or 4 years that really had a lot of success. And we have a group that's trying to continue to kind of model that success and that hard work, but a lot of new faces on the floor. So really just trying to get familiar with one another and the speed and the pace of RC play. I know Chippewa's in kind of the same boat with losing a lot of seniors last year. So both of us, I think our philosophies are still the same, but just figuring out, what that looks like at the varsity level is kind of where we're at right now.
So you guys, second game in as many days, in fact, less than 24 hours, right? You lose to Lakeland last night, 57-53. Recap that one for us.
Well, it was a tough game for us. You know, Lakeland plays very, very hard. They have a new coach there, and just that, you could see the intensity, the aggressiveness. I thought there was a lot of things we did well. We forced 24 turnovers to our 14. We out-rebounded them. We scored more points off transition and off of turnovers, but we shot 26% from the field. And when you shoot 7 of 32 from 3 or 8 of 18 from the free throw line, it's hard to win. So I think a big key for us tonight will be taking great shots and just kind of settling into our offensive flow and getting the right guys the ball at the right spots on the floor.
So Chippewa's only played one game. That was Thursday night. Have you gotten any look at that, or kind of what's your defensive scouting report?
I did. I watched them, and they played a phenomenal Stevens Point team. So I don't take much in the score. Like I said, Chippewa's kind of like us. They're trying to figure things out. I expect them to do what they've always done, you know. Me and Coach Pruko all the way back to playing in high school when he was at Chippewa Falls McDonald and I was at Altoona. So I know him pretty well. He's a great guy. He's a great coach. So I know they're going to play tough on the defensive end and their man-to-man, maybe throwing in a little bit of zone here and there, and that they're going to kind of run a 5-out. And we run a 5-out too. So our systems, although different, will look similar at the same time. And I think you'll probably have 10 guys on the floor that are playing really, really hard every single second they're on the floor.
Good. Yeah, just kind of getting to know each other, your teams, and playing within yourself. And, Coach, we wish you the best today and the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach Ryan Brown of Medford. We'll come back with Coach Jason Pruitt in a moment on the Cardinal Pregame Show on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen. Holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cardinal pregame here on a Saturday afternoon from Chi High on FM 103.1, AM 680, and Wogo.com. Coach Jason Prue and Coach, afternoon game here, comes in, get this game in the books before the Chippewa Parade tonight. Not bad having a Saturday afternoon game, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of fun, actually. Starting the year with a Thursday and then a Saturday right away is kind of fun. I like these afternoon matinee games, and we're excited to get out there and play.
Give us kind of an overview on this year's club. Some new faces.
Yeah, some new faces on game night. Obviously, a lot of these guys don't have varsity action in games, but a lot of returning guys from our team the last couple years. So we're still senior heavy, and we're experienced as far as being around the program and being in the program, kind of new to the varsity experience on court stuff. But we have some really good players, and we're really excited about them. They've put in their time, and they've sat behind some really good players the last couple of years, and they're ready to take the next step forward as themselves.
Your first game against, from what I understand, a very good Stevens Point team the other night. I mean, I don't know if they have any future NBAers like Sam Hauser playing for the Celtics, but what about that first contest?
Yeah, Stevens Point was really good. They're a top 10 team in the state for a reason. They had all phases of the game. They created great space offensively and made it really tough to stay in front. And then defensively, they were really solid. So they were two games in at that point. That was our first game. So it was a real eye opener for a lot of these guys, first varsity experience. And now we're ready to match that. We've seen what it takes, and we had a really good practice yesterday, and they're excited to get back out here tonight.
Coach Ryan Brown, just recorded the conversation with him, head coach of Medford. He had some very kind things to say about you and says, hey, you two have known each other from high school when he played for Altoona, you for the Max.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Downtown Ryan Brown, we're same age, and he went to Altoona. I went to McDonald, and we've known each other, and it's great to play him every year, and he's a great guy, and I love what he's doing with his program over there. Offensively, they run great stuff. Defensively, they're relentless. That's his slogan, and he's doing a really nice job over there, and I'm really proud of him.
And so for you guys, game two of the season, what about the transition, the improvement you're looking for your squad this afternoon from the other night?
Just erase the first game. That was the first time out, and we're excited to go compete. Keep getting better. That's the theme. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to do throughout the whole season. So we're just trying to take that next step forward.
Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's head coach Jason Prue. Back in a moment, WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Mark Halverson and Dave Check back courtside at the Birdcage, Chippewa Falls High School. Chi-High and Medford getting ready to get it on here as the Cardinal JV winning earlier, 66-37. Got a quick word with Coach Kinez, and he said, hey, yeah, we got to go in the second half. Good defense, and he was very pleased with that. Well, it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, how about it?
Well, it's always hard to tell this early in the season without knowing the matchups, but just looking at these two teams, it looks like they probably play about the same. I think they're going to rely on the three-point shot. Look at that being a big part of this game, which team can knock those down.
Making that progress, right? I mean, you had that debut, and again, as Coach Prue said, I mean, yeah, Stevens Point, a highly thought-of team with two games under their belt, but learning from the intensity and learning and growing here early.
Yeah, and in that Stevens Point game, you know, it told us something. 36 of the 40 points were scored by seniors on the Chi-High team, so, you know, this is definitely not a rebuilding year. These kids are experienced. These kids come back. Maybe not with a lot of the scoring. We don't bring a lot of the scoring back. Obviously, losing Minarski, you know, we lose a ton of our scoring and kids have to fill in. But Bob had 19 against a really good Stevens Point team. Look for him to lead the Cardinals tonight. But G. Mason's going to step up, score a ton tonight. We'll see how things work out.
His three-pointer was looking good here in the warm-ups. And so we'll take our final timeout. Then we'll come back. Starting lineups in basketball on a Saturday afternoon. A matinee, as Coach Prue referred to it. It's the visiting Medford Raiders against your Chi-High Cardinal boys. We've got it next for you on WOGO Sports.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
All right, let's get to the starting lineups here ahead of this afternoon's contest. Mark Halverson, Dave Check behind the microphones. And first of two, I should say, yeah, because Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney later from Colfax. The McDonald girls, a tough early schedule. And yeah, the Neillsville win earlier, November 16th, today at Colfax tonight. Again, 6:40 pregame here on WOGO Sports. So, meanwhile, the visiting Medford Raiders go with Tanner Harabi, their point guard, a 6-foot senior, number one. Number two, Logan Gubser, a 5'10 senior. The third starter is Nick Staliga, a 5'10 senior, number four. Charlie Garrell, a 6-foot junior, number five. And rounding out the starting lineup for Medford is 6'3 senior, number 11, Owen Stockwell. Medford, as you heard in the pregame, is coached by Altoona alum Ryan Brown. For Chippewa Falls, a starter, 6'2 and a senior, zero is number zero, G. Mason. Also the leading scorer from the other night, 6-foot senior, number one, Easton Bob. Third starter for the Cardinals, 6'5 senior, number two, Carson Wiedemeyer. Had 2 points the other night. 6'2 senior, number four, Braden Dickerson had a hoop the other night. And 6'3 senior, number five, David Turhark with 4 points the other night. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Our referees for this afternoon's contest, Nick Bean, Jason Erickson, and from the girls game we had there the night, Brent Christensen is our third referee.
Look for number one, Raby, to score a ton of points. Didn't score a ton in the last game in the loss, but he had 22 shots. I don't think they
24,
let him,
actually, yeah, right.
I don't think they'd let him shoot that much if he couldn't knock him down.
Exactly. I think they kind of looked it. Meanwhile, we've got Chippewa Falls in the home white, and they lose the tap, and Medford gets the drive right away from Harabi, misses the shot, and the rebound down to the Cardinals, number four, Braden Dickerson, and so Chai brings it left to right. Again, the Cards in those home white uniforms with the black and red numerals lettering and trim. And the red uniforms for Medford. G. Mason for three. Got it. I told you he looked dialed in the pregame, Dave.
He did. That's exactly right. And that was smooth there. Nothing but net.
A good-looking shot for G. And it's 3-0 Chi High. Medford on the attack right to left. Harabi got the defender in the air. Chose not to shoot. They work it around on the perimeter. Bounce pass on the left wing. Trying to work his way in. Number 11, Stockwell, misses the shot. Rebound, G. Mason. He'll bring it on for Chippewa Falls. The Cards into the forecourt, left baseline, shot off glass, and two more, and the Cardinals with a 5-0 lead as Braden Dickerson scores. 5-0 Chippewa Falls, and now into the deep left corner for Medford. A missed shot, and the Cardinals come away with it. Trying to build on that 5-0 lead. On the left wing, G. Mason hit the 1-3 earlier. Baseline, shot on the way, off the backboard, no good. Rebound hauled down by Medford's number five, Charlie Garrell. into the forecourt. They go right wing, three-pointer. Harabi, no good. Rebound on the floor. Medford comes away with it. And Medford resetting the offense. 16:30 to go, first half. Raiders down 5-0 to the Cards, looking for their first points. No good on the miss that time by Garrell. And the rebound coming away to the Cardinals, David Terhark.
Very fast-paced game so far. Both teams looking to run.
And a steal for Medford. First turnover, and it's going to be a layup and a basket. No foul called as Terhark trying to put on the defense and the hoop to Garrell. And it's a 5-2 game. And now the Cardinals against some Medford pressure that Ryan Brown employing here. Bounce pass across the timeline to get it to Terhark. Left wing to G. Mason. Trying to go in the post up to Easton Bob. Basket good.
That's a Carson Wiedemeyer. Sweet move underneath there. Nice post move by him.
Oh, was it Wiedemeyer? I miscalled it. Okay, yep. Wiedemeyer. Thank you. We won't use that as highlight that if I miscalled.
Yeah, and I think Wiedemeyer's the one if we're going to see a guy back to the basket.
Yeah, he's 6'5". And so now there's the race to the hoop. No good. Missed shot. Wanting a foul that time. Garrell, nothing doing. And here come the Cardinals. It's Braden Dickerson now, the senior across the timeline. Hey, talk about those seniors. They start five of them. So Dave rightly pointing that out in terms of the lack of varsity experience. Oh, off the backboard and three for Gene Mason. And he's got his second three-pointer. And the Cards lead at 10-2.
So that's going to count. Now, if he called that, I'd be amazed because he was on the baseline and he somehow banked it.
That's right. It grazed off the backboard and went in. And, yeah, and Horst, maybe you'd need to call it. Harabi's going to miss a three-pointer. And the Cards down with it. And crashing the boards well is Carson Wiedemeyer.
Wiedemeyer with his second board of the night. That's another thing they got to replace out of Minarski, not just his offense, but defense and rebounding, huge.
Yeah, that's true. No point, no disagreement there. And they drop it off on the left wing for the Cardinals to Easton Bob. Medford's done a good job on him so far, but G. Mason's going to shoot again. Long range, and his third three-pointer of the first quarter is good.
Well, we said that's part of the keys to the game, and you also said he was looking on. He can't even miss when he does miss.
Exactly. And now Medford working a trailing. They called it a two-pointer, apparently. It's 12-2.
Okay.
Instead of a three. All right.
Scratch that out.
And trying to work down low, and good defense by the Cards, but a whistle and maybe the first foul on Chippewa with 14:11 to go here.
I think that's the first foul they've called today.
It is. And it's going to go on Wiedemeyer, his first personal and the first on the Cards as a team this afternoon with 14:11 to go. In the first half, first free throw is up and good.
Kind of amazing, really, that
went this long
without a foul, considering the pace of this game.
Yeah, and Stockwell, first free throw. We did not have any. We gave you whatever stats at wisports.net. There weren't necessarily free throw stats from Medford from the game last night, but they draw within 8 at 12-4. Cardinals' biggest lead of the game there a moment ago at 10. And Medford has not led. It's been Shahai throughout at 5-0, 7-2, 10-2, 12-2. And the Cards break it down. The other end, Braden Dickerson gets two.
Govnet with a deep pass there, what looked like a flag pattern, caught over the shoulder. Good catch and finish by Dickerson.
Medford now in a 10-point hole, working it around on the outside. There's the drive, left side by Garrell, and it's going to be a shot no good by Harabi, and he's still, again, Davey was off the other night. Last night, he's off again right now. They're projected leading scorer and point guard, Harabi.
Yeah, still not afraid to shoot. I think that's at least his fourth shot tonight, starting with a layup right off the tip that was missed. Good contested shot, but not one made yet.
Cards against the full court pressure to get it across the timeline. And they do in the deep left corner. Shot on the way, hits the rim, no good. Offensive rebound put up and in for Carson Wiedemeyer. 16-4. Medford at the other end. Basket underneath, and see what we call as Garrell scored. Basket good and a foul.
First offensive rebound for the Cardinals with Carson Wiedemeyer pulling that one down. The Cardinals right now only with two missed shots.
Yeah, been red hot. We should note in terms of enrollment that, I mean, Chippewa Falls has twice the enrollment, 1,400 plus to 700 plus for Medford. So that is a difference, but usually very competitive, and they, you know, it's such a fine program. And again, the foul was on number four, Dickerson, his first. And the second of the Cards is a team as the free throw good from Garrell makes it 16-7. Cards again against that full court pressure. Dickerson on the dribble, the 6'2 senior. Into the forecourt across the timeline, left to right. Gets it on the outside and into the game. Jacob Lacoya into the game for the Cardinals. Try to get it down low. Spin move. Wiedemeyer rattles around and in for him.
That's a tough shot. Tough, difficult shot there, but he wound up getting it in. Another good post move.
That's right. And the Cardinals back now an 11-point lead, their biggest of the first half. And into the game for Medford, number three, Connor Klingbeil, a 5'10 senior. He had 15 points, was their second leading scorer in the 4-point loss to Lakeland last night. Cross-court pass on the far side. Harabi looks for his first basket. Off the rim, no good. From three-point range, Cardinal rebound comes away to 23, Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior, off Jacob Prue's bench. Also into the game, Jacob Lacoya into the forecourt. On the dribble, Easton Bob. He'll cut through the defense, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound down to Medford. Here come the Raiders the other way. Across the timeline, they want to move it. Driving into the lane. Nice drive that time from number three, Connor Klingbeil. And you can see where he got those 15 points last night, Dave.
Yeah, and his first two of the night coming deep into the game, considering for their two top scorers.
Working around on the outside, and that is Wiedemeyer going into the deep left corner. Back to Wiedemeyer. He's going to do it again. Low left baseline for another one. 20-11.
Wiedemeyer 4-for-4 on the night. I have to change my mind about this team. I didn't think we'd see a lot of post-up moves, but a lot of them tonight.
Correction, 20-9. Cardinals matching their biggest lead of the game at 11. Getting it down low to Braden Balser, a 6'2 senior. And trying to cut through the defense, and a whistle and a reach-in foul as Connor Klingbeil again. Trying to make something good happen on offense for Medford. And the foul's going to go on Nichols, his first, the third on Chippewa as a team with 11:30 to go here in this first half. Let me use this as a chance to say Stelter Incorporated, the legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Game two tonight, McDonald girls at Colfax, 6:40 pregame here on WOGO. And if you miss any of the game, we'll get the podcasts up at wogo.com. And Medford's going to turn it over.
That's going to be an offensive foul there. I think G. Mason is the one that drew that, fighting hard through the pick, winds up drawing a moving pick.
Hayden Coaster, the 6'1 junior, first personal. And that's Medford's first team foul.
Yeah, one, and their first turnover as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be one each.
So low turnovers, low fouls. It's been a fun game to watch from a high perspective. Cardinals into the forecourt. On the dribble, Lacoya. Going to get free. Gets a cutting teammate. Basket good. Nice play. Colin Nichols for two.
That was a nice play to get Nichols his first open two layup.
And the Cardinals.
Lacoya, I think, with that pass.
Cardinals with their biggest lead of the game at 13 at 22-9. Some contact down low, and Wiedemeyer missing the shot is Stockwell, and Chippewa down with the rebound.
Good defense by Wiedemeyer on the post man there. Held his ground, hands straight up, made it a difficult shot, and he missed it.
My apologies. I think I've been putting an A sound at the end of Lacoy's name. So Lacoy, yes, thank you. There's the shot, and a three-pointer buried by Lacoy right there, and the Cardinals go up 25-9. And answering, you have to help me out, for Medford.
It actually looked like...
Number one. It was, Harabi got his first one.
It looked to me like Gubnitz shot it because he had his hands up there, G. Mason.
Wow, and the Cardinals putting on a clinic at the other end. Wiedemeyer says, I can do it outside too. And it's 28-12, Chippewa.
And that was a three for Wiedemeyer, right?
Right. 28-12, Cardinals.
Shooting percentage is incredible.
I guess, tonight. Yeah. And driving and a whistle and a foul is Klingbeil, not afraid to take it to the hoop. And the Cardinals picking up their fourth foul of this first half as we approach the halfway mark of the first 18-minute installment. Cardinals leading it by 16, 28-12.
Cardinals, I think, are shooting 12-for-15.
80%.
I don't think they can keep that up on the season.
Klingbeil off the bench hits that free throw.
He's got three on the night, looking for his fourth.
Second one is good. So 28-14, they cut a 16-point lead to 14. And G. Mason back into the contest for the Cards along with Braden Dickerson. Also, you've got Easton Bob remaining out there, the 6-foot senior, and against the pressure, they get it to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer's been impressive so far tonight.
Yes, he has, both on the rebounding and on the shooting.
Oh, G. Mason's going to get called for an offensive foul. Some contact as he was bringing it up against the pressure, and the Cardinals' fifth team foul. Mason, his first.
Second turnover for the Cardinals.
9:50 to go, first half. Mark Halverson and Dave Check on the call here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, great to have you with us. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics.
So Nichols steps in right now for give G. Mason a little break.
Medford having their eye on maybe trying to get this thing to single digits if they could. Baby steps, right? Short goals. Down by 14, have trailed by as many as 16 against the Cardinals this afternoon. Harabi is going to miss that one. Air ball special on the floor and a fight for it. And a possession arrow is going to go Chippewa Falls way. No.
Yeah, it is going Chippewa, but they're going with that full court press that makes it look like they're staying down there.
Right.
So Medford putting on a full court press. Let's see if Chi-Hi can handle it.
Colin Nichols getting it in for the Cardinals in the backcourt to Braden Dickerson. Dickerson double team, gets it across the timeline, off to Easton Bob, back to Dickerson on the far side. Chi-Hi bringing it left to right. Shot on the way, rattles out, a rare miss, followed up, no good by Dickerson. A third time, followed up, no good. And finally,
that was number 5, Terhark, that winds up making it. I'm going to give them each an offensive rebound in there. They were just bouncing around. I think, actually, Terhark got 2 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
Dickerson with a couple of misses, though.
Yeah. And now driving, jump stop, shot put up and good. Nice touch that time from Charlie Garrell. The 6-foot junior makes it 30-16.
And he is Medford's leading scorer with 7 right now. Cardinals have it pretty well spread around.
A Medford foul in the backcourt against the pressure.
Wiedemeyer and G. Mason is not in double digits. Wiedemeyer is with 11.
They just called a second foul on G. Mason. And so
Mason's got 8 with the 2 three-pointers and the one that was almost a 3.
And the Cards getting a third turnover there on that offensive foul. Trying to fight against the pressure. And now Medford turns it over. The Cards on the fast break. The layup is good for Easton Bob.
Easton Bob's got some great quickness. If he gets the steal there, he's going to go all the way with it.
32-16, Chippewa Falls has doubled up Medford, matching their biggest lead of the afternoon. 3-point attempt, air ball, missed that time by Charlie Garrell, and Nichols out of there for the Cardinals.
Nichols off the bench with his 3rd rebound of the night already.
To a cutting Nichols and missing the shot, knocked around, and out of there with it is going to be Medford. Medford brings it back the other way, right to left. 3-pointer from the corner is a swish from Connor Klingbeil and a timeout, Medford. They cut the lead to 13 with 7:53 to go, first half. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
32-19, Chippewa by 13. The Cards have led by as many as 16. Mark Halverson, Dave Check with the call. First of 2. Basketball here on WOGO Sports. And this Saturday, the McDonald girls at Colfax later. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. The Cardinals now against the pressure. Bring it across the timeline. The drive all the way through, and there's the nice shot and two for Braden Dickerson.
Well, Braden Dickerson's got that mid-range shot down, inside post moves. He's going to add a lot to this team if they can add that dimension.
Yeah, don't be judging the Cardinals. Again, you know, go from the school with typically the largest enrollment in the state to a Division II school in Medford. But again, there's the three-pointer, and left way too open was Nick Staliga that time, the 5'10 senior.
First points of the night for him on a wide open shot. Yeah, there was nobody within the free throw line to the top of the key.
So just like that, they cut the lead to 12, and the ball saved by Nichols. But across the end line, it's going to stay Chahai ball. 34-22 now. The Cardinal lead has gone from 16 down to 12. And 7:04 left here in the first half. Looking to get it inbound is Nichols. He's got some good playing time. Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior. And there's the hoop.
Easton Bob with a sweet left-handed jumper there. Obviously, he is left-handed, but it still looks sweet.
And that boosts the lead back to 14 for the Cardinals. Then a good, impressive offensive showing here so far in the three-point attempt grazing the rim for Staliga. And Chippewa out of there with it. Here comes Easton Bob into the forecourt. Right side of Wiedemeyer. The big fella has posted and hit a three-pointer. So he's got the inside-outside game. Impressive here so far. And ball knocked out of bounds.
Terhark,
it'll stay Chippewa.
Terhark leading the Cardinals right now with four rebounds. Two of them offensive rebounds.
We've got two Chahai boys games next week. Rice Lake on Tuesday night. And then at Eau Claire North on Thursday night. So excited to see this team move along here into conference play right away.
Teague Anderson comes in, I think, for his first playing time, number 14.
First time for Teague tonight, who scored a hoop the other night, the loss to Stevens Point Thursday evening. Chahai, there's the drive from Bob, hanging in the air, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Medford Stockwell. Into the forecourt. Harabi into the paint. He'll move, manipulate himself, no good, fighting for the rebound. And out of there with it, Carson Wiedemeyer. Got to love that aggressiveness, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Fighting on both sides here.
Yep.
Playing some good aggressive defense here. Again, replacing a tough defensive player in Minarski, and they're doing a good job of it, all five of them.
Dickerson works it around on the outside, gets it off to Easton Bob. Three-point attempt. LaCoy is going to miss the shot. No good. And then it hit the bracket, basket support. So 36-22 Chahai, 5:55 left here, first half. Service, go ahead.
I think the worst Chahai player right now is at 50% shooting.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's science. Again, they started at 80%, we have 15 shots in, so hard to keep that up, right? Harabi goes into the right corner, sharp, partially blocked by Teague Anderson, being put up, I think it was Staliga in that right corner. 5:45 left in the half. Cards with five fouls, just one foul on Medford here in 12 minutes of play.
And most of the Chihai's fouls being offensive fouls. You know, really kind of a disappointing way to get a foul, but
yeah. And working around, Robbie gets it on top to Klingbeil. He'll drive, kick it off in the left corner. There's the move on the way. Staliga misses the shot. Down with it, LaCoy.
So Teague Anderson with the first block of the game, possibly the first block of the season.
And there's the three-pointer from Bob. No good. And it touched a Medford player and went out of bounds to Chippewa with 5:21 left here, first half.
You had the good call on that one even before the ref had it?
Yeah, it was by faith. By faith, yeah. Right.
That was Bob that took the shot, right?
It was, yeah. Easton Bob, the 6-foot senior. His dad, Jason Bob, here from Chihai. On top. Oh, there's the steal by Medford, and a good job by Klingbeil. On the fast break, they're going to lay it up and in. Garrell getting that one, the 6-foot junior, and that cuts the lead to 12 at 36-24. And the Cardinals out against the pressure, rifling a pass down low for two, and Teague Anderson, I believe that was Braden Dickerson rifling that one.
Yeah, great pass, good finish. Teague Anderson's first points of the night. Coming in off the bench, he scores in the first 30 seconds.
And now to try to cut the 14-point lead, and he does, is Connor Klingbeil, impressive shooter off the bench. He's their super sub.
He's now got 10. He's leading them right now. 9 for number 5, Charlie Girl.
Klingbeil, instant offense. 15 just last night in that loss to Lakeland. LaCoy across the timeline, left-handed dribble. Bounce pass, gets it ahead to Terhart. Shot from the side, hits the side of the backboard. It's in play. Here comes Medford. They can get it to single digits with a basket here. Trailing by 11. They've been down by as many as 16. Harabi hits the three-pointer, and it's an eight-point game. 38-30 with 4:10 left here first half.
And now it's their turn to step up their shooting percentage.
Credit Medford in this full court press, and LaCroix gets it down low. They work it around. Terhark on the outside. The drive from Bob. The shot right baseline. LaCroix chooses to bring it out again. And Dickerson going to come up short. And the rebound coming away to Garrell. And a whistle and a Chihai foul with 3:46 left until intermission.
Well, we said that percentage is going to come into play, and
yeah.
It certainly is. Chihai Cardinals getting their largest lead based on shooting percentage, and now it's getting whittled away. Cardinals miss a few shots, and Medford steps up.
First foul on Teague Anderson, sixth team foul for Chihai compared to one for Medford. And Medford, you know, again, with the aggressive defense and the full court press and just the one foul.
Yeah, you would think a couple of good fouls, not
Harabi
even
Harabi for three, no good. Skying for the rebound, Terhark, whistle, and a Medford foul with 3:38 left in the half. And that's going to go on Carson Carbaugh, a 5'8 senior, first mention of him tonight.
Which with 3:38 left would normally put you in the bonus.
Right.
But, that's only the second on the Raiders, as you said.
Looking to get it inbound is Colin Nichols, and he does to Terhark. Terhark, they're going to let Braden Dickerson bring it up for the Cardinals. Dickerson into the forecourt on him defensively, Staliga. On the outside, they go into the left corner, getting it off to Nichols.
A reach and a foul that time on Carson Harbaugh reaching over.
Right, he just got his first foul, make it his second with 3:23 left in the half. And number two, Logan Gubser, going to check back in now. And Carbaugh will take a seat, the 5'8 senior. And a timeout is called. 3:23 left in the half. It's Chippewa basketball up 8 when we come back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that. Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Mark Halverson and Dave Check courtside for this one at the Birdcage. Well, that 16-point lead is 100% cotton been put in the wash, and it's shrunk down to 8, Dave.
Yeah, Medford, give them credit. They're not going to give up on this one. They're going to fight back. All they got to do is knock down a couple of threes, and they're right in this one.
Chihai, it'd be nice to get that lead back to double digits before halftime. How about that for a goal? Nichols fakes. He'll drive inside of 15-foot. Soft touch, got it to go. Colin Nichols.
Adding to our junior points, we have 6 points on the juniors combined tonight. Medford, really, number 5, is the only junior that scored. Otherwise, all seniors' points. He's got 9.
Driving right baseline, shot put up and in, and a nice drive from Charlie Garrell. A headband wearing Charlie pulls them back within 8 at 40-32.
And make that 11 for their junior scorers now for Medford.
Cardinals kick it out into the right corner. Shot is good for number 2, Carson Wiedemeyer, his second three of this first half.
Not just his second three, he's got 4 twos and he hasn't missed on the night yet.
Yeah, 43-32.
6 for 6.
Cardinals by 11 now. Got it back to double digits with 2:25 left in the half. And the three-point shooting contest altered as Staliga misses for Medford. Wiedemeyer getting the rebound. So hitting a three-pointer at one end and rebounding at the other end. Mr. W is doing it all.
Leading the Cardinals with 5 rebounds as well.
On the outside, Bob gets it back to Wiedemeyer. Deep right corner as Coach Prue was calling for. The corner, Nichols, down low, Wiedemeyer, and a whistle and a foul with 1:58 left in half, and the Cards up 11, 43-32.
Yeah, the shot I don't think was going to count. He's going to the free throw line, but I think they were waving it off. He was just kind of reached
a little bit
before
anyhow,
he turned around.
Right. All right, and there's the shot from Bob, and he got it on the right baseline for Chippewa.
would be a two-point shot for Easton, yeah. Bob.
And so back to a 13-point lead for the Cardinals inside of 2 minutes left here in this first half. On the outside, Carbaugh is back into the game, and Harabi has a couple of hoops as they're, again, he was their leading shot taker the other night. He's going to fire that three, and a little bit deep. Rebound, Carson Wiedemeyer. And he gets the Windex Award. Dave, he's cleaning it up on the defensive end.
Yeah, not only that, but he's leading the Cardinals on offense, too, again, yeah. Without a miss. Having a great game tonight.
Fantastic, yeah. They're working into the right corner. Wiedemeyer's going to shoot that one, and he got it. Another three-pointer for Carson Wiedemeyer, and it's 48-32. Chippewa back to a 16-point lead.
That's three of those on the night for him.
Down low, missing the drive at the other end was number four, Nick Stiliga for Medford.
Zerhark doesn't want to make it easy on Wiedemeyer to lead on rebounds. He also has six right now.
With 107 left in the half, and all of a sudden Medford piling up a few fouls as number four, Stiliga getting that one, and that's their fifth team foul, so one short of Chai Highs. Cardinals doing a good job of getting this thing from 8 points back to 16 in a hurry, and those two Carson Wiedemeyer threes, a big reason why.
Cardinals have, right now, they have set 11 missed shots and four offensive rebounds.
Oh. And at the other end, a loose ball retrieved by Medford, and no basket as a foul before the shot from Harabi, who shot it with his left hand.
Chahai reaches its fifth turnover right now. If anything, if you're looking at this projected out, this is one thing they can work on. Medford with only two turnovers, Chahai with five.
Yeah. Very low numbers, though, for both schools. As the foul going on David Terhark, his first and the seventh for the Cards as a team, sending Harabi to the free throw line with 45 seconds left until intermission. Free throw is up and a little deep, and fighting for the rebound. It pings around Stockwell, and Medford getting it in the missed three-pointer by Klingbeil, and out of bounds to Chippewa with 37.4 left until the half.
That's Medford's first offensive rebound of the night. Again, 11 missed shots for Chai High and four offensive rebounds. So only seven trips left without a basket.
And now will the Cards hold it for one? Old school would, but I don't know about nowadays. And knocked from behind, and a good job on the defense by Klingbeil, knocking it away for the Cardinals' sixth turnover, and then a whistle and a foul as Harabi was penetrating there.
Yeah, it looked like Klingbeil had a shot there. Actually, that was Klingbeil. Give it one more pass for the cutting Harabi. I think it was a good play. Drew the foul. Let's see what happens. He's shooting two at least this time.
And so Braden Dickerson, second personal, eighth team on the Cards. Free throw is up, and this time he hits it. So Harabi cuts it to 15 with 26.1 left till halftime. 48-33 Chippewa Falls. Game one of two this afternoon on WOGO's. Harabi hits both free throws. McDonald girls at Colfax. Colfax made it to state in D4 last year. McDonald, the D5 champ, is a D4 squad now. One at Neillsville. Can they win at Colfax tonight? 6:40 the pregame with Caleb and company on WOGO Sports. And there's a McDonald turnover again at the offensive end. Final 15 seconds of the half, but the breakaway layup missed by Klingbeil to the other end. The Cards, and the bust out is good for Easton Bob with 6 seconds left in the half. They're working for one last shot, and it is up and no good from Logan Gubser. Our halftime score, Chippewa Falls 50, Medford 34. The Cards matching their biggest lead of the first half. We're back in 3 minutes with our halftime conversation on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
tickets at myconcinemas.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Halftime, Chippewa Falls leading Medford 50-34, the first of two high school hoops games here on WOGO Sports with McDonald Girls at Colfax, 6:40 tonight on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Well, Dave Check, how about the first half in terms of the numbers?
Well, the numbers obviously look good for the Cards, up 50-34. Let's start with the scoring and rebound. G. Mason was 3-for-4 on the night, so far in the half. 8 points, one rebound. Bob had 4-for-8 shooting, 8 points. Wiedemeyer 7-for-7, 17 points and 6 rebounds. Both lead the Cardinals. Dickerson 3-for-6 with 6 points and 3 rebounds. Turhark 1-for-2. 2 points, 6 rebounds. LaCoy, that's also, by the way, to tie for the lead. LaCoy 1-for-2, 3 points, 1 rebound. Nichols 2-for-3, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Anderson 1-for-1, 2 points. What you'll notice is still, through a half, not one player does not have a 50% or better shooting percentage. I think the last time I saw that throughout an entire game was when Chi-Hi lost to Stevens Point back in about 2016, I think it was, in the tournament to get destroyed. But anyway, blocks, we had 1, they had 0. Turnovers, we had 7, they had 2. And offensive rebounds, we had 4, they had 1. Leading the way for Medford, Girl had 11 points, Klingbeil had 10, and Raven had 8 after a slow start. So those are your numbers for the half. But not much different than we thought coming in. A lot of it's going to come down to shooting percentage. I think the surprise is probably Wiedemeyer. You know, 7-for-7. He had, part of his game was the outside shot that we were looking for, 3-for-3 from the three-point line. But he was also 4-for-4 on those inside post moves. And that to go along with 6 rebounds, let's see if he can keep it up. He's having a great night.
In terms of the shooting stats, just to underscore what you said every player for Chi-Hi is shooting 50% or better.
Exactly. That's hard to believe.
So as a team, roughly?
I'll add that up in a second here.
Yeah, very good. All right, so 50-34. The JV won earlier, 66-37. And let's treat you to some of the highlights from the first half right now. Wiedemeyer
with his second board of the night. That's another thing they got to replace out of Minarski, not just his offense, but defense and rebounding, huge.
Yeah, that's true. No point, no disagreement there. And they drop it off on the left wing for the Cardinals to Easton Bob. Medford's done a good job on him so far, but G. Mace is going to shoot again. Long range, and his third three-pointer of the first quarter is good. Into the forecourt, across the timeline, left to right. Gets it on the outside and into the game. Jacob LaCoya into the game for the Cardinals. Try to get it down low. Spin move. Wiedemeyer rattles around and in for him. Perspective. Cardinals into the forecourt. On the dribble, LaCoya. Going to get free. Gets a cutting teammate. Basket good. Nice play. Colin Nichols for two. And timeline. The drive all the way through, and there's the nice shot and two for Braden Dickerson. And the Cardinals out against the pressure, rifling a pass down low for two, and Teague Anderson, I believe that was Braden Dickerson rifling that one.
Right back. All they got to do is knock down a couple of threes, and they're right in this one.
Shahai, it'd be nice to get that lead back to double digits before halftime. How about that for a goal? Nichols fakes. He'll drive inside of 15-foot. Soft touch, got it to go. Colin Nichols. Cardinals kick it out into the right corner. Shot is good for number two, Carson Wiedemeyer, his second three of this first half. Shoot that one, and he got it. Another three-pointer for Carson Wiedemeyer, and it's 48-32. Chippewa back to a 16-point lead. To the other end, the Cards, and the bust out is good for Easton Bob with 6 seconds left in the half. And there you go, your first half highlights. Chahai building a 50-34 lead after getting there, and Medford shrinking it down. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. Come back with the second half in a moment here on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Chippewa leading 50-34 as they get ready for the second half. Dave Check, the Chahai shooting excellent in that first half.
So the Cardinals didn't shoot a free throw, but from the two-point line, they were 16 for 22, 73%.
Wow.
Averaging every time they take a shot, 1.46. The only thing that's more impressive than that, from three-point line, they were 6 for 11. While that's only 55%, it's an average of 1.65 points per shot.
Excellent. All right, getting ready for the second half. ServiceMaster of the Chippewa Valley are your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. All right, those Medford Raiders with the basketball to start the second half as they dress in those red uniforms with the white numerals and the black lettering. Shahai in the home white uniforms with the red and black. That's the black lettering and the red numerals. And Medford basketball to start the second half. Down by 16. Cardinal biggest lead, and there's the missed shot. No good by Stockwell. Cards out of there with it. Here's Chippewa bringing it right to left. Across the timeline, G. Mason set it for you. Carson Wiedemeyer had the big first half. And also Easton Bob. You've got number five, David Turhark, and Braden Dickerson for Jason Pruse Club. Cardinals conference play starting Tuesday night against Rice Lake. We'll have it for you. 6:55 pregame. Foul on number three, Connor Klingbeil, 5'10 senior.
Yeah, so the Cardinals back to their starting lineup. G. Mason sat a little bit with a little bit of foul trouble, but he's back in there now.
Yeah, and I think it was just two fouls, but yeah, still, he's in the deep left corner. He has 8 points, and he's going to try to add to that and miss that three-point attempt. Whistle and a foul on the Cardinals in pursuit of the rebound. Going on Easton Bob, his first personal and first on the cards as a team in the second half with 17:09 to go. Medford, no pressure from the Cardinals and getting across the timeline. Chippewa Falls man-to-man defense here for Coach Prue. Going on the attack left to right, getting down low, and Klingbeil kicks it out, and there's the missed shot from Harabi. Harabi off to a sluggish start in terms of shooting percentage here. First two games last night and this afternoon. Was, as Coach said, 4 of 24 last night. And there's a missed shot from the deep left corner by Bob. No good. Followed up by Mason. No. Fighting for it. On the Turhark on the floor. Whistle. And it's going to be Medford basketball. But good hustle by Turhark trying to fight for that one.
Yeah, Mason with an offensive rebound after Easton Bob's shot.
Yep. So a little slow start here. Nobody able to make a basket the first minute and a half of the second half. Cardinals still leading it 50-34, which was the halftime score. Chippewa defense. Medford moving it left to right. Behind the back dribble that time by Klingbeil. Puts up the shot, whistle, and he's going to the line to shoot two. Again, the Cards limited trips to the line last on Thursday night. They had Easton Bob was 4 of 6, and McCoy was 1 of 2. Those two collectively 5 of 8. First half and early second half, no trips to the line for them.
Cardinals not really a team that you can see that draws a lot of fouls.
Right.
They don't have a lot of slashing players. They do have some post moves, but they don't necessarily typically draw fouls, and certainly they just look for the outside shot.
Klingbeil hits both free throws. Again, his offensive production off the bench continuing. It's 50-36, Cards by 14. Easton Bob brings it across the timeline as they bring it right to left. Medford in a man-to-man at the moment now. In the deep left corner, Dickerson comes out of there on the dribble. Picked up defensively by Stockwell. Works it around to the right side. Still on the dribble. Bounce pass, nearly stolen away, but he gets it back. Takes it all the way in. Whistle. And a charging foul on Dickerson.
Yeah, it looked like
that's
a pretty good post move. They called a little bit too much physicality. This is an important stretch for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
14-point lead, had a 16-point lead. If Bedford looks to go on a run here, gets it into a manageable two-digit lead for the Cardinals, this could be spell trouble, but Cardinals got to hang on.
The Cards answered that Medford rally late first half when they got it down to 8. They boosted it back to 16. There's the three-point attempt miss, hitting just backboard for Klingbeil, but Medford gets the offensive rebound. They didn't have a lot of those in the first half. Drive is good by number 5, Garrell, and now it's a 12-point game, 50-38, Chippewa. And here's that Medford full-court press and a steal for Medford. Shot is up and off the mark for Garrell, but the rebound, Harabi gets it to Stockwell, stolen away by the Cardinals. Into the forecourt, Dickerson, Bob, right corner, got it. Easton Bob nails the three-pointer and a timeout. 15:04 left, second half. Chippewa leads Medford by 15 on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Our coverage this afternoon of Chippewa Falls boys basketball brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Eau Claire, Lake Halley, and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank.
So the timeout was called by our side after a make by Bob, but the reason being is just you want to slow down the pace. This is a very important stretch, and Medford was making a lot of shots.
And there's the missed shot by Garrell, and Chippewa Falls out of there with it. Mason racing, cutting through, and puts it up and in for G. Mason to boost the lead to 17, the biggest of the afternoon for the Cards.
G. Mason and Easton Bob, the only one to knock down points yet in the second half.
The Cardinals, again, they saw it get down a little bit, but they've answered with five more, and missing the shot on the drive that time, Klingbeil, and out of there with it, Mason into the forecourt. Slick dribbling, takes it all the way in and misses the layup. Fighting, yet a teammate come crashing in, Terhark, and then Mason got it, but I think his foot was out of bounds. So it's back to Medford with 14-16 left in the game, and the Cards up 17.
Yeah, good move by Mason. We need more of that slashing to the basket. Just couldn't finish, but he got himself a what looked like a pretty decent contested layup.
Right, and like you say, I mean, the perimeter, but to have the drives mixed in is, you do need that some. There's the long-range shot, and Harabi getting his shot dialed in a bit and measured that one correctly, and it's back to a 14-point Cardinal lead at 55-41. On the drive, Dickerson into the forecourt. Nice layup and two, Wiedemeyer.
Big guys passing to each other there.
And back to a 16-point lead. As Medford with the basketball, getting it around the outside. Working into the deep right corner. And a missed shot from Balciar, and out of there with it, Mason on the rebound. Here come the Cardinals. Cutting through traffic. Nice feed to Dickerson for two more, and the Cardinals make it an 18-point lead. Nice job by Dickerson, and a nice feed by G. Mason that time. And there's the three-point attempt from Medford at the other end. Missed by Hayden Koester. And the Cardinals up by 18, their biggest lead of this game. Mason, deep left corner, picked up defensively by Koester. On top to Dickerson. Got a second game later, McDonald girls at Colfax. Whistle and a foul as the Chi-High Cards get some penetration from Dickerson. Stops the clock, and we're going to get a free throw here as Koester gets called for a foul. I think so, yeah. Braden Dickerson, the line. First time to the night for Chippewa Falls. Is Braden, a 6'2 senior. First trip to the line this season, Dave. Free throw is on the way, and there you go.
All right.
100%.
100%. There we go. Well, we'll see how long we can keep that up.
Yeah. 60-41. Cards out to their biggest lead of the game at 19. Can they get it up to 20 here with 12:52 left in the half? And it's off the rim. No good. Well, there we go. Back to 50% for the team on the day. As Dickerson missed, and at the other end, Carbaugh got tangled up with, looked like Easton Bob, and Easton's going to get called for the foul on that one.
G. Mason's going to check in here, checking in for Dickerson.
Yep, good job from Braden. Put your hands together at home for him. It's Bob and Mason. Also, you got McCoy out there right now.
So Wiedemeyer probably the only one looking for a double-double today. Terhark needs to step it up in points. He's got 9 rebounds.
I don't know how you do all the stats to do, but thank you. Penetration on the right side is around and good on the drive from Garrell. Cutting it to a 17-point Chi-High lead.
I think what's always amazing to me is when you guys do these games by yourself, because it would be impossible for me to talk and at the same time do all this stuff. And I've seen you do it before. Keep a
number
of the stats.
I did it the other night. I did, and you got to just say there's going to be maybe some shortcomings as Garrell hits the free throw and cuts the lead to 16.
Well, I've always said my stats are plus or minus one anyway, some leeway.
Yeah. And now Chahai against that full court pressure with a 16-point lead. Bob into the forecourt. Cards bring it right to left. G. Mason's had a very good second half to go with his good shooting in the first half. Down low, we did Meyer. He gets double teamed. Kick it around. Good pen of passing. Mason going to miss the outside shot. And the rebound comes away to Medford. Garrell out of there with it.
It's a good look for G. Mason.
Yep.
Interesting. That shot is the first one that drops a player below 50%. Huh. Mason only one shot below.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a fun ride while it lasted. Close to 22 minutes of 50% plus shooting for every player.
Well, G. Mason makes his next one. We'll get it right back.
There we go. On the right side, good kick out for Medford. The missed shot from Garrell. Cardinal rebound, Easton Bob to G. Mason. Here come the Cardinals, bringing it right to left with a 16-point lead, 11:50 left in regulation. G. Mason out on top, number zero. Like Damian Lillard for the Bucks. And that number getting more popular as LeCoy gets into the left corner. The Cardinals save it to a Medford Raider, so turning it over there. Fast break, whistle, and a foul as Garrell was driving with 11:32 left. And it's on Bob. He gets his third, Dave.
Interesting oxymoron for a description that you had there, a save to the other team.
Yeah, right.
As the Cardinals pick up their third turnover of this half, again, one for Medford. So
yep.
This is a consistent trend here. Part of it is the full court press. But
I think they got him for two, but still, you're right, it's pretty lopsided. As Garrell hits the first free throw, and Wiedemeyer is going to take a seat, and Easton Bob with those three fouls goes to the bench. Braden Dickinson's out there with three fouls for Coach Jason Prue. Second free throw from Garrell is good. All right, 60-46, so back within 14 for Medford. Cardinals have led by as many as 19 this afternoon. Big Chippewa Falls parade tonight at 6. Popular with lots of folks. And Dickerson now on top. Penetration. He'll drive, put up the shot. No foul called. Came up with an air ball on that attempt. And now Medford wanting to run, trying to cut into that 14-point lead. There's the shot from Carbaugh off the rim on the three-pointer. Rebound off of Chippewa. And so it was number three, Klingbeil, getting it off David Terhark and out of bounds to the Raiders with 11:05 left here, second half.
Wiedemeyer still leading both squads with 19 points right now. Garrell has 18, I believe.
Mm. About 7 minutes into the second half, Medford still fighting. Coming off a four-point loss to Lakeland last night, and there's the shot from Harabi, and he's starting to heat up, Dave.
He does. That's 2 3-pointers for him this half. He's got 14 now.
And Medford on a little run here. They're on an 8-0 run right now. So, yes, it's time for the Cardinals to answer that, to stop that. And Mason out on top. Open pass down low. Nichols catches it and puts it in. And a nice feed from Terhart. That makes it 62-49. There's a shot from the deep left corner. Put up no good by Klingbeil. But Medford gets the rebound. And Harabi's going to shoot and miss. Another Medford rebound to Balser. And Chippewa Falls comes out of there with it. LeCoy. Across the timeline and bring it right to left.
As the coach yells, don't reach. Yeah. That's exactly what Klingbeil did, is a reach. And you know, they don't like to see a lot of those ticky-tack fouls out there. They're a well-coached team, and that's part of why the fouls are so low here. I think it's a pretty well-called game. We haven't had a whole lot to disagree with. They're just playing a clean game.
Give the credit to Nick Bean, Jason Erickson, and Brent Christensen, our referees this afternoon. Tougher and tougher to get referees, period, for WIA sporting events. Missed shot by LeCoy, and the rebound, and then falling down for the Cardinals, number five, David Terhark. And he's going to be okay, but a travel on that one.
Well, so now we got to be careful, because now LeCoy's one for three, too. So we have two guys that need to get back in the scoring column here and make history.
Inside of 10 minutes to go, a 13-point Cardinal lead. It had been 19 not that long ago, so Medford still chipping away. Harabi, their point guard, kicks it out top, and Garrell missing that shot. Fighting for the rebound, Dickerson comes away with for the Cardinals. Into the forecourt, LeCoy finds Nichols. Nichols has passed, stolen away. Harabi on the fast break. He's going to take it to the hoop and basket good, and a foul on LaCoy. And so now it's an 11-point game, and with a made free throw, Harabi can make it a 10-point deficit.
Get up to where he was just about last game, I think. How many points did he score? He said he took 24 shots.
Yeah, he scored 10 points last night.
He's got 24 shots tonight. I think he's up in that 17 range right now. We have 14, 15, 16, looking for 17.
They'd say, though, in terms of the best shooters, then their coaches will say, keep shooting. You know, shoot your way out of it. And Harabi hits it.
Well, and they definitely need to here. It knocks it down to a 10-point game. They're going to need to shoot some of those outside shots to get back in there.
They have outscored Chippewa Falls 11-2 since it was 60-41 Cardinals. And now a near Medford steal and a whistle, and I think it's going to be a Chahai foul.
Yeah, that's that streak that we weren't looking for, and
right.
It's exactly what Medford wanted to get back in the game. I think Coach just called a wise timeout.
Coach, 30-second timeout, back in half a minute on WDOGO Sports. Cards up 10.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Cardinals up 10, led by as many as 19, though, here in the second half. And Medford with the ball, and a few too many turnovers lately for Chippewa.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have something to work on no matter what. It'd be nice to put this game away and only have to worry about that. But
Medford for three, and there it is. It's number three, Connor Klingbeil off the bench. It's a 7-point Cardinal lead at 62-55.
But they're going to have a lot more to worry about if they can't get themselves back on the scoring round here.
Dickerson finds G. Mason on the near side. G, free throw line extended. Left side, he had an open teammate, Turhark. Now G. Mason back left baseline. G gets the ball on top to Bob. They work it around right side, Dickerson. Chippewa Falls down low. They get it. Wiedemeyer basket good, and a big one for the Cardinals, boosting it back to a 9-point lead.
Yeah, if they ever need an answer, it's going to come from Wiedemeyer tonight. Great,
yeah.
Great game for him.
That's for sure. And what, 21 now for Wiedemeyer. And there's and Harabi is starting to heat up. Look out, because now it's a 6-point game at 64-58.
And he's reached the 20-point mark there. Cardinals can't afford any more turnovers here.
You can see why Harabi has the confidence. So that one was dialed in for sure. Easton Bob, left corner, misses the shot. 3-point attempt. Fighting for the rebound, Wiedemeyer. Looks like he was, not Wiedemeyer, number five, Turhark. Looks like Turhark was fouled by the Medford players with 8:21. Dave, there's still a ton of time.
Well, there is, and you know, we talked about that stretch there. Medford did exactly what they needed to, pulling within 6 points, and now this is a game.
Stockwell got the foul for Medford, and then even before they passed the inbounds, Medford getting another foul, number four, Staliga.
And now look for this to have an effect on the Cardinals if this does wind up being a closer game. A lot of Cardinals in foul trouble.
And so it's 7 for Chippewa and 5 on Medford here in the second half. G. Mason, deep right corner, shot up, air ball. Rebound comes away to Klingbeil. Medford with the ball. They're down by only 6. They have cut a 19-point lead to 6 in a pretty short time. There's a 3-point attempt. Missed that time by Staliga. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Dickerson. We got a good one here. Inside 8 minutes to go. Chippewa into the forecourt. Leading at 64-58. The first of two high school basketball games today. McDonald girls at Colfax later. Missed shot down low. Tipped up and in. I didn't get the player.
That was Turhark who made that one and got an offensive rebound.
Nice for Turhark. And now 66-58. 3-point attempt. Medford no good from the right corner. Missed by Klingbeil. Cardinals out of there with it. G. Mason. Chippewa up 8. Mason into the deep left corner to Bob. They're working around Dickerson on the outside. Dickerson, bounce pass down low. Wiedemeyer, spin move off glass. Two more for Wiedemeyer. He's getting it done tonight. 68-58, Cards by 10. Ryan Brown wants a timeout. Chippewa boosting that lead from 6 back to 10 with 70-18 to go. Back in 60 seconds on WDOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Hey, help? Hello?
Mom,
Why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that. Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
And Harabi getting another hoop. So the point guard for Metter drawing them back to within eight. And there's contact, no foul called, and a steal and a layup is good for Charlie Garrell. And it's back to a six-point game, Dave Check.
Yeah, so this has become a scoring game of three players right now, and unfortunately two of them are on Medford's team. Raven leading the way with 22, Wiedemeyer with 21, and Garrell now at 20.
Wow. 6:38 left in the second half. 68-62. The Cards had been up 10 at the break, but again, more defensive prowess for Medford, forcing some. And that time, G. Mason's pass in the baseline. It's going to stay Chihai basketball because Stiliga went out of bounds. But now we'll get some subs in for Medford. Gubser, number two, the 5'10 senior, and 23, Hayden Coaster, a 6'1 junior.
Yeah, Cardinals got lucky there as G. Yep. Mason kind of just threw that one away, but went off the Medford player.
Wiedemeyer on the outside, tries to get it down low. They work it around, and Dickerson left side. Wiedemeyer for three, off the back left rim, no. Rebound, G. Mason, right baseline. So now the Cards will reload. Dickerson on the right side. Clock 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second half. Six-point Chihai lead. Dickerson on his way to the basket, whistle, and a foul. Stops the clock with 6:07 to go. And it looks like it's on number five, Garrell. First one on Garrell.
Wiedemeyer slowing down this half, only 3 for 5.
G. Mason looking to get in. The Medford player is knocked down. It's going to be, I think, an offensive foul on Chippewa.
I think that's on Wiedemeyer, as they call it, a moving screen.
They're going to put it instead on Turhart.
Yep, Turhart.
His second, his third, and the 18th foul on the Cardinals. And so...
Seventh turnover and about, oh boy.
Yeah, and there's a three-point attempt. Harabi, no good. Rebound, the Cardinals. Turhart out of there with it. Into the paint. They work it around on the outside. Jump stop on the way in, and it's a four-point game as number five, Garrell, makes it 68-64.
Garrell pulls up to the tie for the lead, 22 points.
Driving Dickerson as his shot block, tries to recover out of bounds to the Cardinals, 5:23 to go. Again, since it was 60-41, Chippewa's been outscored 23-8.
That's exactly the run that we were worried about there. You can't count this team out when they have the ability to shoot the threes, kind of like we had the ability to shoot the threes in the first half. That's
and
a good
full,
timeout.
A full timeout, 68-64, Cardinal ball. When we come back, stick with us on WOGO Sports, the first of two on this Saturday night.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at myconcinemas.com.
Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. All right, Chippewa Falls ball. The Cardinals' lead is at four now, at 68-64. On the attack, right to left. G. Mason to Bob. Bob for three off the rim, no good. Rebound, skying for it, Harabi. And this point guard is really making it happen for Medford now, Dave. He's going to drive all the way in, and his confidence as he lays it up from the left side to the right. It was an impressive shot, and it's a two-point game.
Yeah, you called it. He is on fire, not just this half, but after a slow start the first 5 minutes.
You can see his confidence. It's kind of like he owns the game. And a deflection and a steal by Harabi out on top off a Dickerson pass. The layup no good. And a rebound down to Easton Bob.
Well, that's why we said the whole time, keep shooting. If you're a shooter, keep shooting. And he has, and he's on fire now.
But you can see the effect on other parts of his game. And there was some contact, and that should rightly a foul on Gubser, the 5'10 senior, from behind on one of the high players. I think it was G. Mason. And no, it's going to be Dickerson. Dickerson the line, 4:39 to go, an eternity in basketball. And the Cardinals up by only two.
Well, even when they were up by four, it felt like we were down after the
run.
And
the free throw, no good for Dickerson. Cardinal rebound, though, to Terhark. G. Mason on the outside. The offense is gone cold.
It was Dickerson that missed that free throw, right?
Yes. Into the left side now. Dickerson on the dribble on top. Drive, and a carry is called on Dickerson. Again, too many turnovers for the Cardinals now with 4:21 to go and a two-point lead. And, boy, Medford smells it, Dave.
Yeah, Cardinals already have 16 turnovers on the game. But, well, you have to. Even when it was a four-point game, you have to feel like you're down if you're Chi High. You gave up the run you didn't want to give up, a huge run. Now not only is it a game, but you're facing a team that's just hot as heck right now.
They need to, the Cardinals need to find the offense. Boy, they could really use a make. Again, Wiedemeyer leading them in scoring. Some contact on the drive down low. Whistle, and a travel is called on number three, Connor Klingbeil.
That was a big call because if he didn't travel there, it might have been a three-point play there.
Right, yeah, it was quite the game within the game, he against Wiedemeyer. And G. Mason now to inbound it against the full court press for the Cards. 4:03 to go. Dickerson into the forecourt, goes by the defenders. Now looking to dribble and set up the offense. On top, G. Mason. 3:55 left. Wiedemeyer for three. Off the rim, no good. G. Mason fights for the rebound. Comes away, Cardinals. There it is for number five, David Terhark.
That's Terhark's fourth offensive rebound on the night.
That one was huge. 70-66, the Cardinals. Back to a four-point lead, a two-possession game. Three-pointer, Harabi, no good. Rebound, G. Mason with 3:33 left. Mason into the forecourt.
Let's see the Cardinals go on a little bit of a run here.
That would be nice. Bob on top to Mason. Behind that three-point line, the defender on him, Garrell. Right side, he goes to Bob in the right corner. On top, Mason trying to save it. He scoops it, but to Harabi. Harabi ahead for Medford. Gets it off to Garrell. Right corner, shot on the way from Klingbeil, no good. Rebound, Wiedemeyer for Chippewa. 3:04 to go. Mason now. Easton Bob for three. Got it, baby. And the Cards up seven with 2:56 left in the second half. The
Cardinals needed that.
And back to a seven-point lead and on a 5-0 run since it was 68-66. McDonald girls at Colfax later, 6:40 here on WOGO Sports. Left corner shot on the way, hits the front iron, no good for Owen Stockwell. With all due respect to Stockwell, you just assume he shoots it as opposed to these other guys who have been cooking. 2:25 to go.
I think if we look back on this, that and the Cardinals win, that Bob three-pointer is going to be a key shot.
And a nice drive by Dickerson, and back to a nine-point lead for the Cardinals with 2:13 to go. 75-66. Missed shot, and Mason's going to let it go out of bounds. And Cardinal ball, 2:06 to play. And the Cardinal lead up to nine on a 7-0 run.
Again, that Bob three-pointer just so huge. Stops the run dead in its tracks. Gets us on our feet. Now all of a sudden we're up nine.
2:06 to play. 126 ticks of the clock with G. Mason to inbound it in the backcourt. And they get it off to G. Across the timeline, they work it left side to Wiedemeyer. Now you don't need to be in a hurry. You got the ball and a nine-point lead. Mason down low, spins, puts it up off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Stockwell. Behind the back dribble from Harabi. They need three three-pointers just to tie, does Medford. 100 seconds left. Harabi in traffic. And no, a whistle before the shot. And it'll be Medford. It's on number two, Carson Wiedemeyer.
Going to shoot the bonus, it looks like. It's not a shooting foul. But again, Cardinals got lucky because he finished with that one and made it.
And again, it was before the shot, so Wiedemeyer gets his third personal, 19 foul on the Cards. And it'll be a 1+1 for Harabi.
He's already made one three-point play on the night. I think he's one for one three for
next
three
one.
Throws.
He got it. So it's an eight-point game. 75-67.
Actually, I take that back with the first half. That's actually his fourth free throw of the night. This will be his fifth.
Next one is up and got it. 75-68. Cardinals by seven. 1:39 to go. Deflected pass in the backcourt by Harabi, but recovered by Easton Bob. Bob across the timeline. Gets a G. Mason right baseline. Again, you can take some air out of the ball here. You can choose some clock. But there's the shot by Dickerson up and good. Nine-point game. 77-68.
Yeah, I don't think the Cardinals know how to slow it down.
But don't you remember back in the day? I mean, that was so much more prevalent. There's the three-pointer grazing the rim for Harabi Dickerson in the deep left corner. But it seems like today's mindset is kind of foreign to that. So.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that because this is the time where you would be saying, hey, they keep milking it and keep getting turnovers. Play the game.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're
that's
hot, score.
Case.
I mean, you just got to be smart about it. Like you said, you don't want to take that shot right up the middle of contested shots. You got to play your game and you got to take your shots, but you can pass on some of those contested shots.
Right, and free throw is good. The foul went on Carbaugh, his third. And the free throw from Dickerson. He's got the most trips to the line, I think, of any of the Cardinals, right?
He's got the only trips. I think he's 2 for 4 on the night.
The only is the most, and he hits both of those. So the Cardinals back to an 11-point lead. Boy, I'll tell you what, when it was two a few moments ago, I don't know if we'd see that again. And the missed shot from long range for, I believe it was number four, Staliga, and the Cardinals out of there with the rebound. Dickerson.
Turhark's almost got 10 rebounds this half alone.
Nice. G. Mason out on top facing a double team and a timeout, Coach Jason Prue. We'll keep it right here. And salute some of our fine sponsors like Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. And has that small chip in your windshield turned to a big crack? Call White City Glass tonight or next week, serving all of Western Wisconsin. So for Chippewa Falls, it got down to 2 points. But then the Cards able to answer there at 68-66. And since then, getting 11 points to just 11-2 run. So answering after Medford. And that's often what you see, right? Such a big comeback from 19 down. And then, but it's keeping it going over the top, and the Cards able to respond.
Yeah, that momentum is a huge thing in basketball, and you could just tell when Medford was on, their shooters, all of them were more confident that they were going to go down, more confident that they're going to get the turnover on the Cardinals instead of the foul. And then the Cardinals turn it around with that shot by Bob being huge. But Medford did what they needed to make this a close game with about 4 minutes. Anything could have happened at that point, and right now Chi-High turned it around. So we'll see if they can hold it.
G. Mason on the right side, and his pass in, and there was some contact with Dickerson and Klingbeil.
I would think the coach called the timeout at this point in time for that exact reason, put it into four corners.
Yeah.
Now we're definitely not trying to score.
So Dickerson, again, he's got a magnet to that free throw line as the foul was on Klingbeil, his third, and it puts Braden back to the free throw line. 49 seconds left, and he hits it. Well, he's getting some good free throw practice in, Dave.
Yeah, and he might wind up with that double-double after all here as he steps it up. He's got the points now.
Second one from Dickerson is around and out, no good. I'm sure he didn't jinx him there. Stockwell getting the rebound at the other end, and the rebound coming away to Klingbeil. They'll get the shot up and a little bit short for Staliga. And then Harabi chasing it, whistle and a foul with 35 seconds to go. And a foul on the Cardinals.
Their team offensive rebound as they get six this half.
Chippewa up by 12, 80-68. And again, since it was 68-66, Medford had come 17 points back but couldn't quite get to tie or the lead. And now Harabi at the line. Free throw is good. Again, that was the fourth foul on Carson Wiedemeyer. Has had a great game, the 6'5 senior for Chippewa. Rice Lake Tuesday night and then at North on Thursday. That's up for the Cardinals schedule. Love both of those here on WDOGO Sports.
I think Raven could go to 7 for 7 on the line for tonight.
And Harabi hits both of those, so 80-70. Cardinals by 10. Well, that's what you want out of your point guard, right? Good free throw shooting. Damian Lillard providing that for the Bucks. And a travel. Dickerson was on the ground. So still 30 seconds left as Medford trying to mount a charge here, fighting to the very end of this 36-minute regulation game. Deep right corner shot on the way from Garrell. No good. Rebound coming down to the Cardinals. And Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior, gets fouled with 23 seconds to go.
Actually, Cardinals gave up a wide-open look that time to Garrell in the corner. Couldn't knock it down. I don't know how much it would have mattered, but...
You know, I'm going to go back to when you were in high school in the late 80s. I believe they did not have the double bonus, and I think that ultimately was a good thing because it discouraged. Otherwise, you'd have even more fouling than we see with the game as it is here in the latter moments, you know?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, certainly if you're a team that's down by 10, you're just going to foul the whole time as long as you can.
And first free throw from Nichols was no good. The second one is no good as well. Short on both. And the rebound down to Medford. Still down 10 with the final 20 seconds. Harabi, the point guard, going to shoot a two-pointer. Comes up short. Nichols has the rebound with 11.4 seconds to go. Stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll hear from Coach Jason Prue, have highlights, and Dave's amazing stats all here on WDOGO Sports. And a second game tonight, McDonald girls at Colfax. 6:40 the pregame. Free throw is good for Nichols.
It's a chance to get himself back to 50-50 if he makes this one.
Yeah. Colin, just a junior. Second one is, I missed it, but the rebound of the Cardinals. Final 8 seconds, Medford going to let him just hold it. 81-70, going to be your final score. 2-1, there's your final. The Chippewa Falls Cardinals win it 81-70 over Medford. Back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. Wow. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the summer. OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Thank you.
Shy High makes a sweep of it here today as the junior varsity boys winning earlier 66-37 after leading 26-22 at the half. And in the main event, the varsity winning at 81-70. The Cards building up a 19-point lead in the second half, only to see Medford cut it to two at 68-66. But then Shy High down the stretch, outscoring the Raiders 13-4 to win it 81-70. Dave Check will have the stats for us in a moment. Here are the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by the great folks at Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's all one word, postglassandmirror.com. Again, we'll get the individual and team stats here, and we've got highlights ahead, and hoping, again, it's the first game of the season, so hopefully Coach Jason Pruitt, after talking to his squad, will come back out and visit with us a little bit. What do we got?
Get you a couple of the major stats here. First of all, the Chi-Hat Cardinals wound up shooting from the three-point line 8 for 20 total. They were only 2 for 9 for the second half. 26 for 40 for the game from the two-point line and 5 for 11 free throws. Individually, the leading scorer was Wiedemeyer. He was 10 for 12 on the night. He had 23 points and 9 rebounds. Leading rebounder was Terhark. Terhark was 3 for 4 shooting, wound up with 6 points and 15 rebounds. Dickerson was 6 for 11, a bunch of free throws, though, too, so he winds up with 16 points and 6 rebounds. Then you've got Easton Bob winds up with 14 points. Mason winds up with 10 points, but also 7 rebounds. Those are the main scorers. Had a couple of points added by LaCoy, Nichols, and Anderson each. Those are the leading scorers. I'll get you a couple if we can get the interview with Coach out of the way, and maybe we'll round up those final players and who was the leaders for Medford.
Well, some of the players coming back out here right now, and we'll see if Coach Pruitt follows here on WOGO Sports. Otherwise, we do have some highlights, the local sports calendar, and G. Mason out here, and various other players. And there comes Coach Pruitt around the corner, so hopefully we can wave him down, and there he is.
He's coming. I'll finish up with the stats here.
From one big fella to another, Dave Check to Jason Pruitt. Yeah. And we'll, here we go, put the headset on. All right, Coach Jason Pruitt here on the heels of this one. And, 19-point lead, got it to two, but your guys withstood the charge there at the end.
Yeah, really, really proud. Yes, of course, I would have loved to run out of here with what we did in the first half. But something that we've talked about all year is when we're playing great, we can compete with anybody. And we kind of, in the past, with these guys, when something goes bad, we kind of go south fast. And we proved something to ourselves here. When we were going great, things were going great. They made a little run, we responded. They made another run, we responded and finished out the game. So I'm really proud of that effort.
Any individual performances you'd like to highlight?
Oh, my goodness, it's all of them. But Carson Wiedemeyer, yeah. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew we would have that advantage in the paint, and he bought in and got to the block early. And with him, it's confidence. He's a great shooter.
Yeah.
We get him to the block. He sees the ball go in a couple times, and then he gets to showcase his ability to shoot the ball too. But, yeah, everybody, I mean, all 8 guys that got in, the bench was fabulous. We brought energy. Really excited. Braden had a solid game. David Terhart crashing the boards. Easton, of course, doing his things. And, yeah, just everybody was a great effort.
Yeah, G. Mason had the early
And G got hot early,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Yep, and then he got in foul trouble. So I forget about that one. Yeah, G played great, too.
But he came back through in the second half.
Yep.
And so how about in terms of using this game as a launch pad to the conference opener against Rice Lake Tuesday night?
Yeah, it's exciting. We were happy to have the quick turnaround after Thursday playing a tough Stevens Point team, and getting in here and being able to compete against a relentless Medford team that's going to bring it every possession. That's only going to help us and prepare us for conference action. And we get another one coming in on Tuesday with Rice Lake. They play similar to Medford, and it's good to have this experience playing against these guys early on.
We will look forward to seeing you Tuesday night for that one. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Jason Pruitt on the heels of a W, 81-70. And, Dave, I don't know how much you could hear it, but basically Coach Pruitt saying, hey, we would have liked to get out of here with just what we did in the first half, but what we did in the second half was important, and we were able to withstand that charge and take care of things.
Well, I think there's not a whole lot of coaching you can do on a team getting hot and not getting hot. I mean, that's a lot of what this game was, Cardinals shooting hot. You know, they're going to be that way sometimes, and the other team's going to be that way sometimes. But there's a lot of coaching things that you can take away from this game. One, of course, is the turnovers. 18 turnovers for us, and they had five. That's something coach can really work on. Mm. Regardless, one thing that we saw from the Cardinals that was good tonight, the scrapping on the offensive rebounds. We had 11. They only had 7. So that's creating 4 extra shots for us that can make up for maybe some of those nights where you don't have a hot percentage, whereas the turnovers, you know, just makes it a little bit more harder. A couple of the players that we didn't mention, LaCoy wound up with 3 points. Anderson wound up with 2. And also Nichols coming off the bench with 3 for 4 shooting, 7 points on the night and 5 rebounds. So I would call that a pretty big night for the junior coming off the bench. Leading the way for Medford was Raven, had 28. Girl had 22, and Klingbeil had 15. So they're a solid team that's going to beat some teams in that division. Again, they came in, I would think that they would be about a middle of the pack in their division. I still stand with that. I think they're a pretty solid team, and if they're hot, they can probably beat anyone.
Let's take a final break, back with the highlights, and also look ahead at the WOGO Sports calendar, including the McDonald girls at Colfax, 6:40 tonight here on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The highlights in the WOGO Sports calendar still to come on this 81-70 victory postgame show. Chihai winning it over Medford to go to 1-1 in the season, and hosting Rice Lake on Tuesday night with a 6:55 pregame. We'll get to that WOGO Sports calendar at the end of this Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Hey, if your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, 2 heated bays, a warm waiting room, and every necessary safety precaution. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Here's some highlights. I'm lying. The drive all the way through, and there's the nice shot and 2 for Braden Dickerson. And the Cardinals out against the pressure, rifling a pass down low for 2, and Teague Anderson, I believe that was Braden Dickerson rifling that one. For the Cardinals.
Right back. All they got to do is knock down a couple of threes, and they're right in this one.
Shahai, it'd be nice to get that lead back to double digits before halftime. How about that for a goal? Nichols fakes. He'll drive inside of 15-foot. Soft touch, got it to go. Colin Nichols. Cardinals kick it out into the right corner. Shot is good for number 2, Carson Wiedemeyer, his second 3 of this first half. Left here. Shoot that one, and he got it. Another 3-pointer for Carson Wiedemeyer, and it's 48-32. Chippewa back to a 16-point lead. To the other end, the Cards, and the bust out is good for Easton Bob with 6 seconds left in the half. Those were some of our first half highlights, and you heard some of those at halftime. How about the second half? On the drive, Dickerson into the forecourt. Nice layup and 2. Wiedemeyer. Here come the Cardinals. Cutting through traffic. Nice feed to Dickerson for 2 more. And the Cardinals make it an 18-point lead. All right, they're starting to turn the lights off on us, but we've got a couple more highlights we got to bring to you here on the Post Glass and Mirror Post.
Chippewa Falls down low. They get it. Wiedemeyer basket good, and a big one for the Cardinals, boosting it back to a 9-point lead.
You can hear a lot of Carson Wiedemeyer highlights there, Dave, no question. And we talked about individual recognition, and that was who Coach Prue mentioned. Here's some more. Mason into the deep left corner to Bob. They're working around Dickerson on the outside. Dickerson, bounce pass down low. Wiedemeyer, spin move off glass. 2 more for Wiedemeyer. These are not supposed to be just Carson Wiedemeyer highlights, but again, the big fella stepping up in a big way here for the Cardinals in this game and in this second half. Up, G. Mason. 3:55 left. Wiedemeyer for 3. Off the rim, no good. G. Mason fights for the rebound. Comes away. Cardinals, there it is for number 5, David Turhart. And one more highlight. Good for the road here. Mason now. Easton Bob for 3. Got it, baby. And the Cards up 7 with 2:56 left in the second half. And, Dave, we end with the highlight that you said was a huge kind of clincher, maybe distancing the Cards at the end when they needed it.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge streak, huge turnaround. Things could have went really south for the Cardinals at that point in time, really stopped the lead or stopped the momentum for Medford and got us going. Interesting stat, you look at the leaders of last game were Bob with 19 points and Mason with 8 points against Stevens Point. Wiedemeyer and Dickerson only had 2 points each that game, and then they come back here, 23 points for Wiedemeyer to lead the way and 16 for Dickerson to be second. So look for this Cardinal team to be balanced. You find out a little bit new about every team as we come in these couple of non-conference games. Obviously, we know we're not going to be able to compete with a top 10 team this year, not unless, you know, some things start to really come together. But they can beat a pretty good scrappy Medford team that might be about middle border of their conference. So look for this team to compete, hopefully be a middle top pack of the Big Rivers Conference. If they could, you know, hopefully we don't see a team that's as good as Stevens Point in our conference, and they can wind up even closer to the top.
WDOGO Sports Calendar quick tonight. Again, McDonald Girls at Koufax, 6:40 the pregame with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney here on WDOGO. Then on Tuesday night, the Chahai boys at home against Rice Lake, a 6:55 pregame. Thursday night, the McDonald boys at Eau Claire North at the Doghouse, also a 6:55 pregame. Next Friday night, 6 days away, it's Chahai boys hockey skating against Fond du Lac at home. That's a 6:40 pregame. Also, the McDonald boys facing Koufax at Stout 1 week from today. And then on Monday night, December 11th, it's the Chahai boys at Prescott. So a very busy WOGO sports calendar. You can always check it at wogo.com. Thanks so much to you, Dave Check. Amazing with the color analysis and all the stats that you cover so thoroughly. I'm spoiled when you join me on color. Thank you.
Yeah, and keep in mind, even the games that aren't on WOGO, 9 o'clock tonight, Southern Illinois taking on Idaho in the FCS tournament. So we'll take a look at that at 9 o'clock.
Your son, J.D.
J.D.'s on there, yep.
All right.
So we'll see what happens.
All right, and congrats to Justin and Moorhead this year.
Justin, the quarterback's coach at Moorhead, and you know, Jackie Strand from Bloomer, give a shout-out to him. Just a great quarterback, led the entire nation in receptions this year, and he's got 2 years left. Boy, he already destroyed every single record in that conference this last year in terms of passing. So great things happening in Moorhead.
And happy belated birthday to your wife, Mary.
Yeah, must be her 20th or 23rd birthday, something like
amazing,
that.
Amazing, you know? Amazing. Hey, and thanks so much to Zach Whitecheck, the marathon man. He's back to man the controls for that McDonald girls game later tonight. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Chahai winning it, the JV game 66-37, and the varsity tilt over Medford 81-70. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the parade.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.